Just like across town in Normal, the impact of COVID-19 on the Bloomington city budget hasn't been as dire as initially feared. City council members just got an update showing a less than expected hit on the budget that just ended and the one just beginning. Now is the first time to revisit projections because data has just arrived about April, giving budgeteers one full month of data on how the quarantine hit the city's sales tax, food and beverage tax, and other major revenue streams. Ryan Denham speaks with Mayor Terry Renner about his takeaways from the budget walkthrough.
We obviously are not in as good a shape as we would have been in the absence of COVID, but we're doing quite well, and we're being very prudent in terms of our expenditures and monitoring the revenues very carefully so we don't have some serious problems or issues. And we don't want to have to tap into our reserves in any significant degree. We've got a little over $22 million in reserves.
Why hasn't it been worse? Kind of curious as if it's just kind of a product of conservative emergency budgeting early on that you know, your finance department was just sort of preparing for the, you know, the worst possible outcome. Is there something economically that's actually going on in the community that's, you know, slightly less bad than we thought it was going to be? What do you make of that?
One is, of course, we do have the highest income level, highest education level in downstate Illinois. It doesn't mean that we're recession-proof. It just means that recessions aren't going to hit us quite as hard as they may other communities, given that. So we've got extra economic body armor, if you will. But some of it is also Mr. Gleason and Scott Raffin, our finance director, and Billy Tyus, our deputy city manager, they were all on this. And so a lot of things that we might normally have purchased, we did not. Positions that we would normally have filled, we did not. And that doesn't mean that some of those won't be filled later. It just means that we were very, very cautious and careful since February, really. And so I think that's why we're in much better fiscal shape than most communities.
You know, we've seen a number of restaurants in Bloomington Normal that have voluntarily shut down over the past few days, either because an employee tested positive or just to clean or maybe to move to an all outdoor dining option. What do you make of what we've seen in the past 4 or 5 days?
Well, I think it's a good sign that people are remaining diligent, and that's what we have to do. And it's not just a matter of wearing masks. It's a matter of being conscious of all aspects of our lives, because the COVID isn't going away anytime soon. We may very well, I don't know that we've hit a plateau, but you know, our spikes here, especially in McLean County, are not as bad as some other communities. But we want to remain diligent. And I'm very, very proud of our local business people who are doing this and being proactive rather than reactive.
Have you thought about ordering indoor restaurants and bars to close yourself, just in Bloomington?
No, not at this point, no.
Where would we have to be for you to consider that, or would you pretty much just wait for statewide action on something like that?
I don't think I would totally wait for statewide action. I think the state would probably be on it by the time we were looking at it. But I'd want to see if we really do have a spike and we're really going backwards, or we start to see numbers that even approach Champaign. Champaign County almost three times as many incidents as McLean County. If we start to go into that territory, that's a whole different story. Then I think everything has to be on the table. The Pritzker administration is generally speaking pretty on top of this. Whether people like what they're doing or not, they've got a really difficult situation, and they seem to be on top of it.
Well, one thing that the health department has raised concerns about is the amount of out-of-state travel that's happening. You know, folks going out of state and coming back to McLean County. Have you thought about issuing some sort of executive order or some other action that would, you know, ask those who are flying into Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington to quarantine for a couple of weeks when they get back, you know, especially if they're coming from a Florida?
Well, certainly that might help stop the spread of disease, but the Supreme Court in Shapiro versus Thompson in 1969 had ruled that the right to travel is a fundamental right. So we would have a heavy burden, or any government would have a heavy burden, in terms of restricting people's travel. Now, it may be that we ask people to take their temperature, something unobtrusive, and that would have to go through TSA and the Federal Aviation Administration. I mean, we can't really just sort of ask people to do this at the airport as they're getting off the plane. It's far more complicated than something of that nature. But there we would run into serious constitutional issues and questions with people's fundamental right to travel.
What if you're just asking them to quarantine for 2 weeks when they get back?
If we do continue to see, and we have evidence that we're having a serious spike because of travel as a factor, then that's a whole different story. And we may be close, but right now I don't see the data as being so strong that we would go down that path here.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner speaking with Ryan Denham. The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after the regular and special council meetings. Next week, hear from Mayor Chris Coos of Normal.